5, so now we go on to item 6, which concerns the annual government statement and a verbal update. Is that from you? Oh, she's gone. Oh, don't do that. I looked up all the meeting you've been there, then the moment I want to, you've gone. It is over to you, I think. Is it Claire?
It is.
Right, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. So this is just a verbal update in terms of the progress against the annual government statement, which this committee approved earlier this year. If you remember, the action plan itself was split into two parts. One which provided a further update on the progress that had been made against the 16-17 self-assessment, and a new action plan for 17-18 as a result of the current self-assessment that was undertaken. So just to give you a little bit more of an update in terms of that 16-17 action plan, the first area was around customer contact interface. As Chairman Sharon's disappeared off us, this is an area obviously that she has responsibility for. When we reported to the committee last time, we were succeeding on the 90-second target for the contact centre. I'm pleased to say thus far, in the last 3 months, we've actually achieved a 60-second average waiting time, which is a significant improvement. Obviously, the pressure's on to maintain that, so we haven't got through some of the peak periods, but we're still working on that in terms of maintaining that target. Some additional work that's also been undertaken is to our citizens' access portal, both for the revenues and benefits system, which has given greater functionality to enable members of the public to access their accounts and report changes to their circumstances. And again, that's all is helping to avoid the need for calls through to the contact centre. So I'm pleased to say that in that particular area, things continue to make good progress, although we're certainly not resting on our laurels in that respect. The second item on that action plan was around member training. We have now completed a training needs analysis, which was done with both the Cabinet and all members. And as a result of that, Councillor Hutchinson has just approved the proposed training programme that we anticipate to put in place, which is just in the process of being commissioned. And obviously, we'll be communicating that to all members. Obviously, we hope that that will be of value to members as a result. The third area was around the Council's Workforce Development Plan, and Councillor Brooks just mentioned about some of the challenges that we have around recruitment and retention, and there's a specific programme, as mentioned earlier, around developing plans and projects for individual service areas. Some will continue to present us with more challenges than others, obviously, particularly around areas that are national problems, environmental health being one of those, social work being another area. The Chief Executive has just undertaken his next round of big conferences with all staff to give an update on the work of the Organisation Development Programme. And we have just got in the results of the second staff survey, which shows that we continue to make steady progress, although there is still more work to do. Report has been obviously prepared for that purpose. The fourth area was around corporate governance arrangements. We participated in the Local Government Peer Review Challenge, and a report was presented to Cabinet in May with the action plan. And the final part of that action plan was around strategic partnerships, and some of that work is still ongoing, particularly around the Fire and Rescue Service, which will be subject to further reports to committee. So part two was the action plan for this coming year. three areas that were identified as areas for improvement. The first was in terms of the council's programme project management arrangements. Tim Martin's here, and I'm sure if there's any questions, we can perhaps ask him to update him in any further respect. But the programme management framework has been updated. We're introducing a strategic programme management board and a member oversight board for all those projects that are considered to be of significant importance. And there's been a methodology produced by the organisation intelligence team to enable us to manage the totality of projects across the council so that there is appropriate oversight and that particularly we highlight those projects that are considered to require that strategic overview. The second area was to keep a watching brief on the data protection for the new regulations introduced earlier in the year. Touch wood, so far, things seem to be going well in that respect. Certainly, Helen's here as the monitoring officer and the data protection officer. We've seen steady reporting from staff, so we're confident that people are aware of their responsibilities and that the breaches are being handled appropriately. So again, that's looking to be so far good progress. And the third area was to make sure that, of course, we deliver against the Corporate Peer Challenge Action Plan. A significant aspect of that action plan was about improving the capacity of the organisation. I'm sure members will be aware that we have pretty much concluded the senior management restructure with the final member of the directorate complement starting hopefully on the 4th of February next year. So there's been a lot of work done around that. And I'm sure the Chief Executive will also be providing Cabinet with a formal report of update against that action plan early in the new year.
Thank you for your report, Claire. Are there any questions, please? Yes, Paul. Andreas.
I was hoping that you might mention something concerning this within your report, Claire, but you didn't. So I've got a question anyway. Again, because it was an oral report, we didn't really know what was going to be the details of what you were speaking about. But the big issue for me is complaints from residents. Has there been an upturn? How many of these complaints have been adequately resolved? And what, if any, lessons have been learnt by the senior management team? Thank you.
I believe there was a report that's part of the quarterly performance report, Dave, which included data on the customer complaints. Customer complaints hasn't been part of the annual governance statement, but certainly there is, obviously we get an annual letter from the Ombudsman, which gives us information about the number of complaints. Pretty sure that was included in the last quarter performance report, but I'm more than happy to provide the committee with that data separately if that's of help.
Thank you for that. The reason I was asking the question is that if we are doing things wrong, people complain about things, and we know that we're doing things wrong, we need to put out house orders to make sure that those issues have been rectified. And I just wanted to sort of like gauge really whether there was any risk with those. So yes, if that could be passed forward, I think it would be really useful for members to see those. Thank you, Claire.
What can you do? A number of complaints this year compared to last year or something like that?
Yeah, happy to do that. The information is there available, so we'll be able to do that.
Thank you. Reg?
No, that's all right.
Okay. In which case, thank you very much for your report, Claire. That's a good sign. Yes. And thank you very much.